Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Andy Herman from the Pack a Day podcast. Andy, help, help. Because this is a day where you would expect, based on how we as Packer fans feel, for the team to be 0-8. But they're not. They're 5-2-1 and in first place in the NFC North. But something's wrong.
Yeah, Andy's not wearing his victory helmet because there's no Victory Monday to celebrate with a victory helmet.
So can we talk about that for a second? So remember, I said I would get Andy something and I had him send me his address and so on. Yeah. But I did not want to jinx it. So I didn't order something, yet I have something. And if the Packers would have squeaked out a victory yesterday, I was fully committed to driving to his house and putting said thing on his porch.
Proud of you.
Luckily, I didn't need to do that because...
Yeah, not luckily.
Unlucky. Andy, help. Seriously, why does it feel... Today, I mean, we've processed this ad nauseum now for about 2.5 straight hours. So as maybe the question is, can you summarize why the hell we feel the way we do, please?
I can try. So I think that there's certainly symptoms here, right, that we've seen for some time, that we saw rear its ugly head again yesterday, that something's just a bit off. I think that there's the two lenses that we're viewing everything from that I think need to be talked about first. Three lenses, actually. Number one is when you end the previous season on a 3-game losing streak and lose in Philadelphia relatively easily, you're a little bit frustrated with how things went down the previous season, and you're looking for change and you're looking for something better and you're looking for things that don't look similar to that. That's the first lens that we're looking things through. And I would say in the losses, maybe even the tie, we've seen a lot of the same things that we've seen in some of the previous iterations of this team that have not yet been course corrected, which I think is a lens we're viewing this through and I think is cause for concern. I think the second lens that we're viewing this through is through what we can legitimately call an all-in trade for Micah Parsons. It's not all-in for this year. They have next year, the following year. This is going to be a 3-4 year window all in, but it's an all in move for Micah Parsons where you are expecting greatness. You're expecting a Super Bowl competitor. You are expecting a long playoff run. And when you see a team that has some of the same issues and is not performing like a team that can make a 3-4 game winning streak run in the playoffs and instead is losing to Cleveland and Carolina, you get a lot of concern and you get very frustrated because it's not matching the expectations of what you were hoping for when you acquire a player like Micah Parsons. That's window number two. The third is that you saw everything this team was capable of right away in week one against Detroit. You saw proof of concept immediately. You didn't have to imagine what this team could look like. You saw it right away. You saw a potent offense. You saw a defense that was flying around and doing everything they could to disrupt this Detroit against one of, you know, I know that they are a game or a half game behind Green Bay and haven't played their best football, but still one of the premier teams in the NFL. You saw it and could feel it immediately. So when you have a bitter taste from the previous year and from some of their seasons that ended poorly, when you have high expectations because of Micah Parsons and you have proof of concept because of that Detroit game, you're not expecting, again, losses to teams. And Carolina's playing better, right? Like they're above 500, but you're not expecting losses to teams at home, especially to Carolina and a team like Cleveland on the road. So that's why I think there's a lot of frustration. And it's not just, you know, yes, they're 5-2-1, top of the NFC North. There's reason to not panic. There's reasons to still be semi-optimistic at times, but you're, again, viewing this through the lens of what should be a Super Bowl contender and what needs to happen down the line, and you're not seeing a team that's performing the way that they need to in order to get to that spot, which is causing a lot of angst, frustration, and concern, and I think understandably so.
Okay, but a little bit there, Andy, to bounce off of you. So first of all, I've talked to you multiple times on this show about this team's identity. We've been confused all season about what it is. It was solidified in that loss. This team plays to their opponent. They leave no room for error. They keep everything close. And when you do that, it's going to bite you once in a while. And it did against Cleveland, and it did against Carolina yesterday. So my question is, if you're looking at the team in this light, then doesn't that clear up a little bit of that confusion of that expectation? If you look at how the Packers played the Lions to start the season, okay, well, yeah, but it's because the Lions are also a good team. And so the Packers played to that level. Then you saw them play against a struggling Cleveland team, but they made a lot of mistakes. They played down to their level. How can we as Packers fans look at this team and still think this is a Super Bowl bound team, right? Because as we said, their record is still, if we're looking just at wins and losses, they're still leading the division. So we can't look at that as the reason why we're frustrated. We're not viewing this team as a Super Bowl bound team because of their identity, because they play to their competition every single week. And that's not what a Super Bowl bound team does.
Yeah, I think it's totally fair. And I talked today for the podcast too of, you're allowed one. It's not fun, but you can get a little bit of accident forgiveness for one Cleveland Browns game. It happens. It's happened to pretty much every team so far. They've had one game that they'd like to have back. You can't have two. You can't have two of them where you just completely, for radio purposes, I'll say lay an egg. And for the second time this season, where you just don't play anywhere near up to the level that you're capable of. And to be fair, too, that this has been sort of an issue in the past with some of Matt LaFleur's teams, where just for whatever reason, just games that they completely no-show. And that is insanely frustrating. And it seems like there's enough leadership on this team with guys like Josh Jacobs and Xavier McKinney and Micah Parsons and Jordan Love and Tucker Kraft. And there's a lot that I would just say, I can't see that happening. I don't understand that. The other thing I'll talk about yesterday is, I remember back, I was obviously there at that Lions game. I was there at that Commanders game. The sidelines for the Packers was as energetic as I had ever seen it in my lifetime. It was like an extra section of the crowd. They were going nuts for each other. They were cheering each other out on the field. The guy would make a play and the whole sideline was going crazy and ready to celebrate with the guy, you know, the guys coming off the field. It was like a cheering section. And yesterday, you would have swore you were at a funeral. And that's not even when it was going poor. That was to like start the game. Just no energy, no life, no nothing. And, you know, I get one of the things I talked about after the first 2 weeks is I'm like, you just traded for Micah Parsons. You got a big win in week one. Everything's flowing in your, like, how does this look week 7? How does it look week 10? Do you still have that same energy and enthusiasm? The answer right now is no. And it's really perplexing too, because you just came off a awesome emotional win on the road against Pittsburgh. That stadium yesterday was about 95% Packers fans. It wasn't like they were taken over by a rivals team fans or anything like that. They had in the crowd, they give the crowd nothing to be excited about. I thought the crowd did a great job, at least in the fourth quarter when Green Bay got that close again. I heard, you know, go Pack, go chants. They were cheering. and it just didn't matter. It felt like a lifeless team, and it's just, again, that happens too many times for what should be a very good football team.
At Andy Herman NFL on Twitter, the host, owner, and coach, dad. He's the dad of the Pack-A-Day podcast.
Yeah.
Like, he's the guy in charge.
Yep.
Okay? Follow both of them on Twitter. Andy, there's something wrong with dad. Like, dad's not getting through the kids. And I'm starting to think that there's maybe something wrong with dad and his brothers, too. Like, his brothers, meaning the other coaches, are fighting with dad. Like, something is up between Matt LaFleur and the rest of the Green Bay Packers. And that's not an excuse. It is just an observation. What is it?
Yeah, I don't know what that underlying, you know, sort of disease is. We see the symptoms of a team that's not exactly cohesive. I liked a lot what Josh said earlier, too, of that this team wants to kind of be a grinded out football team, and it really doesn't match their DNA as a team at all.
Yeah.
This is a team that needs to, and I get part of it is maybe some of the weapons being down and things like that, but this needs to be a team that puts up points on offense and then gets ahead and their defense flies around the football and makes plays and creates turnovers. A grinded out game with a bad run blocking offensive line, with a team that doesn't do great in converting third and shorts, with a team that struggles with penalties and mental mistakes to put together 12 play 75 yard drives, and a team that does not cover well on key third downs on defense and is, you know, now yesterday starting to be worse against the run. A grinded out game does not fit this team or what they want to be. Yet game in and game out, it's a lot of these third and shorts on offense, fourth and shorts on defense. That's not where you want either of those. You want to generate third and longs on defense, obviously, and they're just not doing that. Three negative plays on defense through the entirety of yesterday. Three. You had one tackle for loss by Micah Parsons. You had an interception by Xavier McKinney. And actually, the third one, which was a sack fumble by Xavier McKinney, actually turned into a positive play because they recovered the fumble and advanced it about 8 yards on the play. So really, we can talk about two negative plays for Green Bay. No other passes broken up, no other anything. Two negative plays. Like, you can't operate that way and get through a game without generating those negative plays. And offense, that, you know, teams are now saying, we're not going to give you the explosive. The one play by Christian Watson took a pretty Herculean effort on his part. And even in the next time they tried it, Jordan forced it into triple coverage and you get picked off on the play. So going hunting for big plays, they went 1 for 2. Well, actually, they dropped Golden couldn't come up with the one. So they went 1 for 3 with a 50-yard catch or whatever it was and an interception. So you can't generate big plays on offense, and you're not generating big plays, negative plays on defense, and you're certainly not doing it on special teams. You know, you're now playing a grinded out game. And like I said, I don't think that fits the DNA of this team.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with you on that. So we kind of laid all this out. We also obviously have the negatives and injuries that played out as well. But
oh yeah, that.
So what is, if it is, this is the problem with this inconsistency, what's the solution? What's the fix for this team? I don't know that the Packers are going to make the correct decision or go through with it, but in your mind, what's the fix to get this team back on track, to get that energy back on the sidelines, to get the locker room right? What's the fix?
Yeah, the energy thing is interesting and a little bit perplexing. Again, to your point from earlier, my guess is it'll be high this week for Philly. It has been against all the good teams that they've played so far. It's probably why Green Bay is a little bit perplexingly a favorite in this game by right now 2.5 points. So my guess is they'll be energized and ready to go, but not to go full Mike McCarthy here, but this team's got to get back to the fundamentals. We got to play with better pad level. Like that's what we're looking at here. Like they're not easy fixes. To me, we can talk about all the issues on this team. This team can't run block against even bad run defense teams. Like, they cannot run block at all. It is a major issue. And even the pass protection, I think, has been a little bit leakier than what it may seem like, because they're going with so much quick game, where if some of those plays were a little bit longer designed, we would see, I think, more of the leakiness within the pass protection as well. The offensive line has to play a ton better. And on defense, again, they have to start generating those negative plays, getting teams in second and long, third and long, getting off the field, getting turnovers, and they're just not doing that. And then you certainly have a lack of complementary football, and special teams is coming up with a new way to, you know, have a catastrophic mistake every single week, or a similar way, and this week with a very easy missed field goal. So you have to play better in all phases. It comes down to technique and fundamentals, as lame and as boring as that sounds. But they've got to get back to it, and they've got to evolve. And the really harsh, you know, kick in the groin in this one is teams are daring the Packers to matriculate their way down the field by playing two high safeties. And the way you have to beat that is by running the football, or by, you know, some of the checkdowns in short throws and having guys run after the catch. You're not running the football well at all, and you're one guy that was a run after the catch monster, that was a, you know, one of the best in the league, I think top four in the league in yards after catch, is now out for the season in all likelihood. And not only that, your run game is already poor, and your solution at tight end now is probably going from Tucker Kraft to Luke Musgrave, which is a massive downgrade as a run blocker as well, which is now another added issue on top of an offensive line that cannot run block. It kicks you in the groin twice with one key injury to that team. It's going to be really difficult for them to replace him.
So based on all the fundamentals though, Andy, do you think the Packers players in the current structure of both the coaching staff as well as just the culture of the organization inside the locker room, are they disciplined enough to be able to fix it under this regime? Because I'm not so sure.
Yeah, I think so, but I'm not as confident in it not rearing its ugly head at the most inopportune time again. I think that's what I would say. You could tell me they came out and beat Philly by 20 this week, and I wouldn't be stunned. Like, I don't expect it.
But I'd be stunned.
By 20?
I would not be stunned. By 20, I'd be stunned. They win by
maybe,
three?
Maybe that's aggressive.
Three or
maybe
seven?
That's aggressive.
Sure.
But if they beat Philly, you know, relatively easy, like if it was like, wow, the Green Bay went out there and really played Philly well and won that game, maybe 10 would be a better example of that.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be stunned, right? If you told me that they got to the first round of the playoffs again and a series of drops, penalties, missed plays on special teams, etc., and poor run blocking completely doomed them, and they lost maybe even to Philly again by 20 points in the back, I wouldn't be stunned at that either. So yeah, I think my guess is, well, we're going to see a really good stretch of football from this team at some point. I don't think, you know, they're going to go through some crazy losing streak or anything like that. I think they'll find ways to bounce back. But the question is, again, can you put together a consistent run of football, which is what it's going to take to win this NFC, which is a brutal conference that has a lot of really good teams. That's a tougher vision to sort of squint your eyes and see how they can get through wild card, divisional, championship game, Super Bowl for four consecutive and win four games against really good teams. That's what's really hard to envision right now.
Well said.
And if you walked up to somebody and said, hey guys, the Packers are in first place, they're 5-2-1. Literally the answer is, you sure? You sure? Like, you didn't read that wrong?
And not only that, every team has two losses. Every single team has two losses. Now, not every team has two losses to the Panthers and the Browns. It's a little bit different, and a tie to the Cowboys. But every team has for the most part, has kind of a crappy loss. The Chiefs, by the way, if the playoffs started today, would not be in the playoffs. Like, that's where we are. And the Chiefs are a really good team. Like, they are a really good team, and they would not be in the playoffs if things started today, and have four losses, by the way. Every team has their warts, and they've come up through the course of the season so far. If any one of these teams right now would be teleported to January, I would say none of them are ready to make a run towards the Super Bowl. The teams that evolve over the course of the next 8 weeks or whatever it is are the teams that are going to make a run at this thing come January and February. None of these teams are complete, including your Green Bay Packers. So it sucks in the moment. It really does. Green Bay in 2010 had a very similar sort of start to the season, lost JerMichael Finley for the year. Everything felt like crap. Did not look like that young team was ready to take a three-game run, you know, four-game run to winning a Super Bowl, and they found a way. This is where the sort of rubber meets the road for this team, and we start to figure out, do they fold or do they take that step forward and actually evolve? And if they evolve, great. But, you know, again, would have liked to have seen that evolution come a little bit quicker after they already lost to the Browns earlier this year.
We'll chat with him again on Friday. Andy Herman at Andy Herman NFL on Twitter and the Pack a Day podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts and all over online as well. I mean, just search it. You're going to find it. It's entertaining. We go to you for all the stuff. We'll talk to you again on Friday and then again on Monday before the game. Like, and then do we get to talk to you on Tuesday after? We'll text you.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
Andy Herman, the Pack a Day podcast. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, we'll talk
to you
soon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.